This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. People have been asking me all week, and by people I mean mostly you on Twitter and Facebook, about what happens now. How fast are things going to change once the Fed makes its decision? Well, here you go. The ink was barely dry on the press release before the big banks reacted. Wells Fargo, U.S. Bancorp, and JPMorgan Chase all bumped up their prime rates a quarter percentage point. So the changes have already started. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks now at some other parts of the trickle-down.
So, yes, some interest rates are already rising. Others, it might take hours, days, maybe even weeks for the implications to sink in. Lots of the global economy is affected by this federal funds rate, either directly or indirectly, says Carl Tenenbaum. He's the chief economist at Northern Trust.
It affects virtually all equity markets around the world. It affects currency markets. It affects interest rate markets. And it could trigger other policy actions elsewhere in the world.
It's just that the Fed doesn't have some magic button that will raise all interest rates the same quarter of a percent all at once. Take the interest rates paid on a savings account, for example.
You know, interest rates on savings should go up. Of course, the amount and the timing with which those go up are a matter of supply and demand.
And for mortgages, Vincent Reinhart is with the American Enterprise Institute.
Both up, adjustable rate and fixed rate mortgages. The adjustable rate goes up more at first.
That's what we typically expect when the Fed raises rates. But markets don't always behave the way we might predict. For example, that mortgage rate.
I have home buyers now that are looking to close their transactions in January, and I have been actually advising them to hold off. And I don't see a huge rush of people going out to buy homes before this rate hike.
Rocky Andrews is a mortgage loan originator in Arizona and the president of the National Association of Mortgage Brokers. He says adjustable rate mortgages, they might go up after the Fed raises its federal funds rate. But longer term mortgages, like the 30-year fixed, he thinks it may actually go down a little.
Keep in mind that I've been wrong before, so that's what I tell my borrowers.
And historical precedent, it's not any better at helping us figure out how the Fed's decision will ripple out. Robert Schiller is an economics professor at Yale.
It's just hard to judge these things because history does not provide clean examples. This is a major turning point. If after so many years of zero interest rates, it's actually going to be something that matters, that's a big turning point, and we don't have history to guide us on what to expect.
Normally, increasing rates a tiny quarter of a percent, yawn, sigh, snooze. And this move was very well telegraphed. But because it's the first increase after so many years, it may carry a bit more weight. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
One piece of tape from Yellen today that we did not play you was her basically saying, look, this should not come as a surprise to anybody.